Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's 6:47. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. We are talking about July 4th, American Independence Day. What does it mean? What is America 2025? What does freedom and liberty mean? What does making America great mean? Has America achieved greatness? And are they moving in the right direction? Shaul Ben-Ephraim is the host of the History of Land of Israel podcast and Israel Explained YouTube channel. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good. How's it going?
It is going well. So if I give you a blank birthday card and it says, Dear United States of America, what are you filling in?
You've seen better days. You're on a downward trajectory.
Wait, so you want to get over you want to get well soon card?
It's more of a, you had a good run card, I think.
Oh my gosh.
At this point.
Oi. Okay, tell me why you say that.
I'm originally Israeli. We're brutally honest. Mm. We're like, you're gonna die, but you had some good
days. It was
a
good innings, yes.
Yeah, good innings. There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That third quarter was particularly. It's I just look at the bill that passed today.
That big beautiful one
by more than $3 trillion. The big gorgeous bill.
Right.
Increases the deficit by $3 trillion and cuts Medicare for 12 million people and raises taxes for everyone who isn't a billionaire. And where's the money going to? It's going to, these concentration camps they're building for immigrants and weapons to blow people up. So, it feels like the decline, the rapid decline of the United States to me.
Right. In your view, there's a lot of politics involved in this, right? So it's natural for a Democrat to feel that way with a Republican president, and especially one who's very, very strong. It's also even more so, I think, exacerbated, if you don't mind me saying, by a very fragmented and confused and possibly weak Democratic Party. So if you look at that within your political and social context, it's understandable that it doesn't look great right now. But isn't that part of what democracy is? And isn't that ultimately something very positive?
No, it's not positive at all.
You're refusing to work with me here, eh?
I refuse to work with you, Howard. Refuse.
I'm
this interview is over.
Right,
exactly. I wish this was on TV so I could storm out. But
it's not the same if you click exit Zoom. Yeah.
Right. It's just that's why I won't do it. Otherwise,
right.
I would.
Fine.
You're right. The Democrats stink. They stink so much. And no, it's not a functional democracy when everyone sucks. It's that's not good. No one in America feels like. The Democrats would do a much better job because they wouldn't. The Democrats are weak. They're controlled by corporations. They have no inspiring leadership whatsoever. When they're in power, it's like herding cats. They can't agree to vote on anything together. They're at each other's throats. And then the Republicans are much more in lockstep, but they're in lockstep towards evil. So you have ineffective cowards versus evil goose steppers, and that's not what democracy should be.
Mm.
Democracy should be when you have bipartisanship. The parties work together. They work for the median voter. They work for the benefit of society. You have none of that here. You have people working for various interest groups. And generally working against the benefit of the median voter, of the regular voter, and that's Democrats too, just in a different way. Democrats
right.
are a little bit more elegant about it, but
right. So one of our listeners saying, and it's not an unreasonable point. Mark says, "Why are we bothering here with American Independence Day? It doesn't mean anything to us." Should America mean something to us sitting here at the southern tip of Africa?
You're much more qualified to answer that than I am. I can talk to you from an American perspective. From an American perspective, you know, we see ourselves as the city on the hill, a shining example for the rest of the world in democracy. And the level of our democracy and how our democracy works in the American psyche, I'm not saying this has any bearing on reality, inspires or uninspires the other countries in the world. So, you know, at the height of American democracy, other countries followed the same model. Now, a lot of people feel that kind of Trumpian form of politics has gone global. And I think certainly in terms of the bad elements, I see a lot of that. I don't know about South Africa, but in Israel, every time when I follow Israeli politics, I see all the traces of Trumpism in a really ugly and clear way. And if you look at European politics, you see a lot of the same thing. Latin American politics, you see a lot of the same thing. After Obama was elected, you saw a lot of Obama types, you know, your Trudeaus and so on and so forth. Which, you had your Tony Blair types when you had Clinton. Sorry.
Which does suggest that the United States is that shining light on the hill that everybody follows.
Yeah. Shining light on the hill implies that it's good. I don't think it's necessarily good, but I think there is a lot of inspiration. It comes from the fact that so much of the world's media and news attention, entertainment attention is on the United States, that there's just this massive influence whether people know it or not. And therefore, I think that very often what you see happening here is going to happen there in a few years, or at least they're going to try to do it there in a few years. This is like a crazy laboratory of democracy, especially in the last 20, 30 years. So I think that, yeah, I think it is worth watching. We punch way above our weight, you know, commercially. We're no longer as dominant commercially as we used to be, but culturally, the United States remains as dominant as it ever was. And that's why it should mean something. And even if that doesn't mean anything to you, just looking at this great empire dying is a great source of entertainment for all the family. So you can take solace in that.
Wow.
And for a country like South Africa,
this level of cynicism. So the truth is that if we look at it a different way and we say, what would the world look like without the United States? I'd be pretty nervous. I would be pretty nervous. So with everything that you're saying and the concerns, and I think there have to be those voices, because you can't live in a world that keeps telling you that everything is perfection and that you're the greatest there is without challenging it. So I think those voices are important, but at the same time, it is equally important to look at the good that the United States does for the world. Just remove the United States, and I think we'd be a much more scary place. So I do think that the fight against evil that the United States has constantly throughout its history been on aligned with has made the world a significantly better place. And I do think that is something that as a country, over a broad period of time, is something that you should be very proud of.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with what you're saying, but I have a more a slightly different take.
Tell me.
I think the United States has been overall not necessarily a force for good, but a force for better than the alternative. You know, America's done a lot of terrible things around the world in its history. But if you compare it to the other powers that might have been dominant, your Nazi Germany's, your Soviet Union, you know, those sorts of actors, the United States looks good by comparison. And it's blocked a lot of those actors, defeated those actors. And Colin Powell had this great quote when he said, you know, when our boys died in France, all they asked for was the land in which to bury them, which is a very strong endorsement of the American form of power. But I will say it's harder and harder to see America as a force for good since the Iraq War, or as primarily a force for good. There's elements of force for good. And now, you know, with Trump, they're allying with a lot of dictatorships. I think the best thing about America in the past was that it can be counted on to, as Woodrow Wilson said, you know, make the world safer for democracy. Right?
So a few people are asking, sorry, carry on your point first and then I'll get to it.
And today, for the first time, the United States is openly preferring dictatorships to its Democratic allies, and that already takes away that moral advantage that it used to have.
So a few people are asking me here, do you hate America?
Me?
You?
No, yes. I don't hate America. I'm very cynical about everyone.
Funny, and I hadn't picked that up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's not that I think America is worse than other countries. It's that I have very few illusions about America, and I have very few illusions about my other country, Israel. And I really know it's hard for me to see anyone in this jungle of a world, especially today, and say, oh, there's a good actor. You know, the closest I can think of is the EU to some extent. You know, they back Ukraine and whatever, but they're not that great either. They're split between the more authoritarian countries. They have all these problematic interests. It's hard for me to see anyone who isn't not malevolent, just incredibly self-interested to the point where they're destroying the world in many ways. You know, and just look at global warming and how no one's cooperating on that. And it's hard for me to see anyone as good right now. And I think America, even at its best, had so many flaws, and now it's far from its best. But no, I don't hate America. I think I'd rather live here than any other country. But maybe, I don't know. It's high on my list, at least. So I can't say I hate it, but it's a very flawed country. And if you lived here,
yes,
most of you would have probably... I'm glad to hear that people think they have a negative opinion. That means that they still have a more positive opinion about America than I do.
Well, I definitely do. I definitely do. But again, it's easier to say that from outside the country. Shaul Ben-Ephraim, thank you as always. It is 6:59. Give me your thoughts on the two conversations we had, Joel Pollack and Shaul Ben-Ephraim, two very, very different takes on American Independence Day, July 4th. It's about to go 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem, 061-895-1019. Good morning.